What drove this decision to make this a requirement?
We have expanded the number of areas within our campus where masks will be required. We are a mask-friendly campus. We are strongly encouraging everyone to wear masks indoors. And now, given the realities on the ground and our commitment to ensuring that we have a vibrant, safe environment for learning and teaching in the fall, we have also added requirements for face coverings in those places, classrooms included, where we cannot ensure physical distancing.
By mandating masks, is NAU, along with U of A and ASU, violating Governor Ducey's executive order and state law?
Well, the executive order and state law calls for there to be no differentiation between those that are vaccinated and unvaccinated. The requirement that we have put in place is for everyone, regardless of their vaccination status, in settings where there cannot be physical distancing, to wear a mask.
Are you concerned that perhaps there could be a legal fallout at the state level for going against what at least appears to be the will of the governor and lawmakers?
We've had several conversations where we have looked at the science and looked at the legal framework upon which we must make decisions, and we feel confident that we are moving in the right direction.
As a brand new president, how do you personally feel about one of your first more high-profile decisions being somewhat controversial, wading into the mask debate, which obviously in Arizona and several other states has been a pretty heated topic lately?
Well, I don't see it in any particular way as being problematic or controversial. We have a responsibility to ensure that we provide a vibrant and safe environment for our campus community to teach, to learn, to engage, to create. We have a responsibility to do that with knowledge of public health conditions. And we have a responsibility to do that within the legal framework. And having taken into account all of those factors, we have made some decisions that I am sure will solve us well.
If this current COVID surge continues to worsen, what other tools are at NAU's disposal to try to limit the spread on campus? Would you consider mandating vaccines for students and staff, for instance?
Well, as I said earlier, we have to work within the legal framework. Vaccines are not on the table right now, but we do have a responsibility and an ability to educate and to inform. And so we will continue to do that and to facilitate. At the NAU Fieldhouse, anyone can walk in, choose the vaccine of their preference, and walk out fully vaccinated within minutes. And so we will continue to do that. We are also launching a random mitigation testing program that will allow us to keep close tabs on the level of transmission within our campus, and that would then lead to additional policy decisions that we could make regarding distancing, regarding whether or not we need to pivot, as we have in the past, to more online and virtual work. So everything is on the table. What I feel really good about is that we have learned so much during the last 18 months about how to pivot, how to sense and respond to the realities on the ground, and how to make sure that we keep our community safe. And so I'm very confident about the fall semester that's ahead of us, and know that with the support of the community, we will be successful.
Well, President Cruz Rivera, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take good care. Good to see you.